Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I would like to express our appreciation for your efforts in concluding the final report of this year. My delegation believes that your wisdom and professionalism will bring about a comprehensive and balanced report that reflects all the facts, activities, and discussions held throughout the year 2019. Mr. President, distinguished colleagues, in the new version of the draft, we can see that you have we have already separated paragraph 6 into new paragraphs 6 and 7 at the suggestion of the delegation of Netherlands and other delegations in the previous plenary, which clearly shows how diverse representatives we have invited to the conference, not only those from state members, but also from regional and international organizations. Especially this year at the invitation of the President of Vietnam and the ASEAN delegations in Geneva, the Secretary General of ASEAN for the first time participated and addressed the conference, opening a new era of dialogue and cooperation between CD and regional organizations. This is an effort made not only from Vietnam in the capacity of CD President, but also a joint effort of all ASEAN delegations in bringing a high-level representative of the region to this important multilateral disarmament forum. However, in this particular point, our position is that while taking reference to similar issues, paragraph 7 is not consistent with paragraph 6 in its format, including the mention of the host or the inviter, if this is a correct word. We believe that the report in this respect must show balance and respect for all and extend the same treatment to invitees, being from members, state or international organizations. They are here because someone invited them, and this must be recognized. This is also a recognition of the conference to the efforts, time and energy made by the President, past and future, in contributing to the CD and keeping the CD alive without a program of work. Mr. President, distinguished colleagues, the conference last year had to deal with some difficulties. However, the final text did not avoid the fact that all the dignitaries attending the CD during the energy year were invited by the respective presidents. This is clearly reflected in the reports of many previous years, including the last ones, 2015, 2016, 17, and 18. The fact that countries assumed the role of CD presidency, work hard in getting consensus on the draft program of work, make efforts in organizing discussions on CD key thematic issues and in inviting high-level dignitaries from countries and international organizations to address the conference, trying to contribute to the conference, merit recognition from the conference. And this has been shown in the final reports of the previous years. So let's do it the right way, or at least the same way as we did previously. Mr. President, distinguished colleagues, we would like to suggest a modification of paragraph 7, the new paragraph 7, as follows, and I read. The following dignitaries for international organizations also addressed the conference on disarmament. Ms. Izumi Nakamitsu, High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, and upon the invitation of the fifth president of the conference, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Vietnam, Mr. Dương Trí Dũng, Mr. Lim Chok Hoi, the Secretary General of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, and Mr. Lazina Zerbo, the Executive Secretary of the Preparatory Commission for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization. I didn't read the number, reference numbers, so it should be there as stated in the draft report. Mr. President, my delegation would like to take this opportunity to thank you again for all your efforts and for having a professional and balanced approach in concluding the 2019 report. We also wish to assure you of our delegation's constructive spirit and full support for the benefit of the CD. I thank you, Mr. President.